You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Kimberly Adams in for Lizzie O'Leary. As survivors of last month's deadly school shooting in Florida call for stricter gun control policies, schools are sorting out ways to prepare themselves in case tragedy strikes in their own hallways and classrooms. That includes buying insurance, specifically insurance for an active shooter at school. Suzanne Barlin is the U.S. insurance correspondent for Reuters, and she wrote an article looking at this new market.
Active shooter policies or active assailant policies have developed because of a pattern of violent events. We've had school shootings, we've had shootings in workplaces, we've had the Las Vegas shooting. We've also had incidents of bombings, such as the Manchester bombing at the Ariana Grande concert. We've had incidents in Europe of people driving trucks into crowds. So the insurance industry has responded with a product that helps with some of the expenses and liability concerns from those incidents.
So if you're a school district and you're buying an active shooter insurance policy, what is covered by that policy?
Liability is covered. And the policies vary. So we have liability that's covered. And there's one insurer that I spoke to who has a policy that covers $250,000 in the event that a victim dies. It's payable to that person's family. And also to victims who survive but who are seriously injured. And in addition, it covers medical expenses. There's also a myriad of costs that school districts have to deal with, such as accountants, public relations firms, damage to the building, and possibly even reconstruction.
And the liability portion of that is interesting. That's basically protecting the schools and the districts from being sued in the event of an active shooter situation.
Well, school districts will invariably be sued in an active shooter situation, yes. The question is whether they have to pay. There's a whole patchwork of rules and regulations for public schools, which are protected by state laws that either exclude them from having to pay or limit the amounts that they have to pay because they are public entities. Private schools, it could be much more serious.
And are more schools signing up? And I mean, if this works like other insurance markets, the more people in it, the lower the price gets, right?
That has been happening. One of the program managers that I spoke to told me that the premiums have come down about a third since his product, which is backed by the insurer XL Catlin, introduced the product in 2016.
You know, somebody listening to this, especially in light of these tragedies, might see this as just insurance companies trying to profit off of these tragedies. Is there any effort to sort of communicate around that issue?
Well, insurance companies are in the business of taking on risks that exist all around us and finding ways through insurance coverage to respond to those risks. That's what they do, be it this unfortunate situation of a growing number of shootings in schools, or whether somebody's home is in a wildfire area in California and the insurers have to step in and adjust their rates accordingly. It's the business of being in insurance. Insurance touches on just about everything that can be catastrophic and horrible around us and in our lives.
If a school doesn't have active shooter insurance, who pays for all of these costs that are associated with a tragedy like what happened in the Parkland shooting?
Just because a school doesn't have active shooter insurance doesn't exclude coverage. There are general liability policies in place in school districts, which may or may not cover some of the expenses that stem from these types of shootings. In many cases, however, the victims, especially the survivors who have medical expenses, are dealing with these medical expenses while their lawsuits against the school districts are tied up in court. And that's going on right now with a young man by the name of Anthony Borges, who is a survivor of the Parkland shooting. His lawyer has filed a notice to sue. His case hasn't even gotten started yet. And he's been in the hospital for over a month. He's had 8 surgeries, and his family started a GoFundMe campaign to try to raise $1 million toward his medical care.
What inspired you to look into the market for school shooting insurance, and what was it like for you reporting the story?
It's often challenging to have business conversations about tragedy, but that's also the role of the insurance reporter, is having to talk about really horrible things in business terms. It's an odd sense when you hang up from these conversations that you have to have a conversation about a product that now needs to exist because children are being killed in schools.
Suzanne Barlin is the U.S. insurance correspondent for Reuters. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kimberly.